It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time!
Moto.us.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time!
Moto.us.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
If you ever find yourself wandering along the banks of the Red River in Winnipeg, you might stumble across a small patch of land that, at first glance, looks like just another forgotten cemetery. Modest gravestones, some leaning, some nearly swallowed by time. But make no mistake, this isn't just any old resting place. This is Pioneer Memorial Cemetery in St. Vital, and it holds far more than the remains of settlers long past. This cemetery dates back to the early 1800s when life on the frontier was harsh, short, and unforgiving. Disease, accidents, and brutal winters claimed lives faster than new graves could be dug. And according to those brave enough, or maybe foolish enough, to visit after dark, not all those early souls have rested easily. Reports of ghostly figures, phantom funeral processions, and unexplained sobbing echo across this tiny graveyard. Paranormal investigators have tried to capture what logic struggles to explain, and visitors over the decades have walked away with chilling stories of their own. Is it just the eerie setting and a mind primed by history? Or is something truly lingering here? Tonight we dig into the unsettling legends, the tragic truths, and the mysteries that continue to breathe life, or something close to it, into this historic cemetery. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Nestled just beyond the slow bend of the Red River in one of Winnipeg's oldest neighborhoods lies Pioneer Memorial Cemetery, a modest but haunting piece of history few notice in their daily rush. Its modest appearance belies the gravity of what it represents. Here, beneath weather-worn stones and patches of unkempt grass, rest some of the first European settlers to ever call this harsh, unforgiving land home. It was the early 1800s when these settlers, driven by hope and desperation, made their way westward into what would later become Manitoba. Many were drawn to the Red River Colony, a dream of agricultural prosperity that quickly collided with reality. St. Vital, where the cemetery now stands, was one of the first Francophone communities to take root, populated heavily by Métis families and French-Canadian pioneers. They were resilient people, hardened by the elements, sustained by faith, and often tested to their very limits. But dreams have a way of colliding with the brutal indifference of nature. Winters swept in with lethal cold, cutting down the young and the old alike. Diseases, smallpox, influenza, and tuberculosis spread like wildfire through the clustered settlements. Medical help was primitive at best, non-existent at worst. Farming accidents, drownings in the unpredictable Red River, and violent encounters with the wild further thinned the numbers. By the time the first graves were dug in what would become Pioneer Memorial Cemetery, death was as much a part of life as breathing. It was not unusual for families to lose multiple children in a single winter or for entire lineages to be wiped out before they ever fully established themselves. Poverty was rampant, and few could afford proper gravestones. Many of the graves from that era remain unmarked, the names and faces of the dead lost to time. Walking through the cemetery today, one can feel the weight of that loss pressing down like the heavy Manitoba sky. But Pioneer Memorial isn't just a relic of hardship. It's a final testament to the endurance. And some would argue the restless sorrow of the people who shaped the early soul of St. Vital. Among those buried here are the foundational figures of the region's history. Early farmers, Hudson's Bay Company traders, Catholic missionaries. The cemetery's ties to Father Noel Joseph Richot, a towering figure in Manitoba's formation, add further layers of historical gravity. Though Richot himself lies elsewhere, his influence over the St. Vital community and their hardships during his lifetime link closely to the silent, eroded stones standing guard here. But even as history tells one story, local legends whisper another. The first reports of strange happenings at Pioneer Memorial began surfacing sometime in the middle of the 20th century, before the age of ghost-hunting television shows and social media-fueled urban legends. It was the cemetery caretakers and a few curious visitors who shared quiet, unsettling experiences. People spoke of hearing faint voices on the breeze, not the busy laughter of children or the casual conversation of families visiting graves, but something more mournful, weeping, sometimes a soft prayer. Caretakers working at dusk described fleeting movements in their peripheral vision, shadows darting between gravestones when no one else was present. Some spoke of the sudden drop in temperature near the oldest parts of the cemetery, even during the heat of a Manitoba summer. Others described the sensation of being watched intently, only to find no one nearby. Perhaps the most enduring and chilling figure to emerge from these early accounts is the so-called Lady in Gray. First mentioned in hushed conversations during the 1950s, she's said to appear weeping at a cluster of older, nearly forgotten graves, always at dusk, always vanishing the moment anyone dares approach. The description remains remarkably consistent even across decades of sightings. An indistinct figure clothed in what seems like a long, tattered dress, hunched in sorrow, her face obscured. But could these eerie experiences have natural explanations? Skeptics are quick to point to the cemetery's environment as a major factor. Pioneer Memorial lies near the Red River, a body of water infamous for creating strange acoustical effects. Depending on the humidity, temperature, and wind direction, sounds from blocks away can be carried and distorted. A conversation from a nearby path might warp into an indecipherable murmur among the graves. The river itself has a history of tragedy and loss, its waters swallowing countless travelers, hunters, and settlers, perhaps priming the mind for ominous interpretations. Temperature fluctuations, especially during Manitoba's unpredictable spring and fall seasons, could also explain the sudden cold spots reported by visitors. As air currents roll off the river and sweep through the open spaces between trees and gravestones, they can create dramatic and localized drops in temperature. To someone already uneasy walking through a graveyard, such a shift might feel like a ghostly presence brushing past them. There's also the human brain itself to consider. Psychologists have long noted that expectation and environment play massive roles in perceived paranormal experiences. When someone enters a location already primed by local legend and visual cues of decay, leaning tombstones, gnarled trees, cracked earth, the mind can misinterpret otherwise mundane stimuli. A shadow cast by the setting sun can seem like a figure in the distance. The sound of shifting leaves can resemble whispering voices. This phenomenon, known as cognitive bias, can be especially potent in places like Pioneer Memorial, where history itself saturates every inch of ground. Visitors who know even fragments of the cemetery's tragic past may, without realizing it, amplify natural experiences into supernatural ones. Still, even with these rational explanations, something about Pioneer Memorial refuses to be easily dismissed. The Lady in Gray continues to be sighted. The faint sounds of weeping persist. And each year, as more people visit this small, seemingly forgotten cemetery, more stories are quietly added to its growing legend. Perhaps it's not so much a question of whether Pioneer Memorial Cemetery is haunted, but rather whether its long, sorrowful past has left a mark too deep to fully fade. As dusk deepens into night at Pioneer Memorial Cemetery, the atmosphere shifts from somber to something else entirely, something charged. It's in these late hours that the legends move from whispered possibility to chilling reality. One of the most persistent reports over the decades has been the reappearance of the Lady in Grey, not just once or from a single visitor, but dozens of independent accounts stretching from the 1960s right up through the modern day. Witnesses describe hearing the sound of quiet sobbing first, so faint that it could easily be mistaken for the rustling of trees, but unmistakably human. Drawn toward the sound, they find her, a spectral figure draped in gray, her form barely distinguishable in the twilight gloom. She is almost always seen near a particular cluster of older graves, many with names that have faded into illegibility. Witnesses report that as they approach, the figure remains hunched over, her hands clutching what appears to be a small bundle, perhaps a representation of a child. And always, just as the distance closes, she vanishes, dissolving into the mist or fading into the stones themselves. Attempts to photograph her have so far yielded only blurry images, but the consistency of the reports over generations has kept belief in her existence alive. But the Lady in Grey is not the only haunting figure to tread the cemetery's shadowed paths. Since the 1970s, a new phenomenon has gripped the imagination and fear of those who dare to walk Pioneer Memorial after dark, the Phantom Funeral Procession. Multiple witnesses, completely unconnected to one another, have described seeing what appears to be a solemn parade of figures clad in 19th century mourning attire moving silently across the cemetery toward the riverbank. Unlike the Lady in Grey, these figures do not interact with the living. They do not turn to face onlookers. They seem locked in a loop, marching eternally toward an unseen destination. Many speculate that these apparitions are tied to mass burials that took place during periods of rampant disease, when entire families were sometimes laid to rest in hurried ceremonies. The processions often vanish before reaching the river, snuffed out like smoke on the breeze. Despite skepticism, even those who don't believe in ghosts admit there's something uncanny about the reports. Details match too closely. The clothing styles described, long black coats, veils, and bonnets, match the fashion of the mid-1800s precisely when the cemetery's earliest residents would have lived and died. In recent years, the paranormal community has taken a closer interest in Pioneer Memorial. Several local groups have staged late-night investigations armed with EMF detectors, spirit boxes, and infrared cameras. What they found only deepened the mystery. Unexplained electromagnetic spikes were consistently detected near the cemetery's oldest graves, far from power sources or modern interference. Audio recordings captured faint, indecipherable whispers. In one case, a distinct female voice was recorded, saying what investigators interpreted as, "Where are they?" A chilling echo of a mother searching for lost children. Photographs taken during these investigations revealed odd anomalies. Mists appearing in dry, clear conditions, and orbs clustering around particular headstones. In some cases, equipment malfunctioned completely, batteries that were freshly charged drained within minutes, cameras refused to focus, and static interference disrupted recordings. Visitors who have experienced Pioneer Memorial without the aid of paranormal equipment report an equally strange set of phenomena. Some describe a sudden, overwhelming scent of lilies or wild roses, flowers often associated with death and mourning, even when none are present, and often during seasons when such blooms would be impossible. Others recount feeling invisible hands brushing their arms or tugging lightly at their clothes. One account from a caretaker in the early 2000s stands out. During a routine evening inspection before locking the gates, he noticed what he thought was a group of reenactors in period clothing, staging a silent procession. It wasn't until he realized the figures were utterly silent, gliding rather than walking, that he fled the cemetery without ever locking the gate behind him. As these reports piled up, theories about the cemetery's lingering energies began to multiply. One leading explanation is the theory of residual haunting. The idea that intense emotional events like profound grief or sudden mass death can imprint themselves on the environment. These echoes don't interact with the living, but instead replay themselves like a broken record caught on a tragic moment. The lady in gray weeping among the graves, the funeral procession moving relentlessly toward the river. According to this theory, the cemetery is less haunted by conscious spirits and more by the powerful residue of suffering and loss. Another theory points to the Red River itself. Bodies of water, particularly rivers, have long been associated with supernatural activity. Some believe that moving water acts as a conduit for spiritual energy, amplifying or preserving paranormal phenomena. The Red River, with its own bloody history of drownings, battles, and displacement, might serve as a kind of battery, feeding and sustaining the energies trapped within Pioneer Memorial Cemetery. Of course, not everyone is convinced that the experiences at Pioneer Memorial are paranormal at all. Skeptics argue that expectation shapes perception. Entering a graveyard at night, primed by decades of ghost stories, creates a feedback loop where ordinary sounds, like the rustling of leaves or distant traffic, become disembodied voices. The play of light and shadow under a waxing moon can easily create the illusion of moving figures, particularly when navigating among irregular tombstones and leaning trees. Some environmental scientists suggest that the mist-like apparitions captured on camera could be explained by localized temperature inversions, common near bodies of water at night, especially during seasonal transitions. Others point to electromagnetic interference caused by nearby natural mineral deposits, a known phenomenon that can create equipment malfunctions and even cause feelings of unease or hallucination in sensitive individuals. But for all the rational explanations offered, Pioneer Memorial Cemetery continues to resist easy categorization. The reports persist, the legends grow, and visitors, whether skeptics or believers, often find themselves leaving the cemetery with more questions than answers, and sometimes with the eerie feeling that something has followed them home. In the end, perhaps Pioneer Memorial's greatest secret lies not in proving whether ghosts walk its grounds, but in acknowledging the powerful, enduring mark that grief, hardship, and memory can leave behind. And how sometimes, just sometimes, that mark refuses to fade away. Pioneer Memorial Cemetery might seem like just another forgotten patch of land, a relic of a harder time tucked along the Red River's edge, but spend even a few minutes walking. It's cracked paths, and you start to feel it. That lingering sorrow baked into the soil, stitched into the cold air. Whether it's the heavy hand of history pressing down or something less explainable, the effect is real enough to make even the most skeptical visitor look over their shoulder. We've seen how environmental factors can easily play tricks on the senses. The acoustics off the river, the sudden drops in temperature, the natural mists rising from the banks, all perfect ingredients for a ghost story even without a single spirit actually present. And let's be honest, our own brains love to fill in the gaps. That shadow in the corner of your eye, probably a tree branch. That whisper drifting past your ear? Maybe the wind? Or maybe just your heart beating a little too loudly against your own nerves? But even with all the rational explanations laid neatly on the table, there's still something stubborn about the Pioneer Memorial legends. The consistency of the Lady in Gray sightings, the solemn, unchanging details of the phantom funeral processions, the unshakable accounts of being watched, of being brushed by unseen hands. Sometimes, the evidence feels less like coincidence and more like a quiet plea from the past, not demanding to be solved, but simply remembered. Maybe that's the real haunting of Pioneer Memorial Cemetery, not a horde of vengeful spirits clawing at the veil, but the echo of lives lived hard and lost early, too stubborn to fade quietly into the river mist. Maybe the weight we feel there isn't supernatural at all. Maybe it's simply grief, anchored too deep into the land to ever fully lift. Or maybe, just maybe, you should trust your gut when it tells you not to walk through a graveyard after dark. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto.us.
Visit Modo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Moto offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games, and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Moto always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at Modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Moto is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.us.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time!
Moto.us.